Anthony Amore is a Republican Party nominee for state auditor, and he joins us now to discuss his campaign. Mr. Amore, good morning, and thank you so much. Good afternoon, rather, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
So the first question I have for you is, why do you want to be state auditor?
Well, you know, that's the key question, and I want to be state auditor because it's the sort of work I've done my whole career. I've done audits and inspections and investigations for 30 years now, and I've led large teams inside the government and outside of it, and I even studied this sort of work in graduate school at Harvard. This is the job I want to do. It's not a stepping stone for me. I want to be the state auditor.
Now, one of the main goals that you said, if elected, would be that you'd audit the auditor's office. Could you explain that a little bit?
Sure. We were able to find out during my campaign that currently the state auditor only audits about 70% or less of the state agencies. So that means almost a third of the state government goes unaudited. So I want it, when I'm elected, I want to immediately conduct an audit of the auditor's office and see what's going wrong, fix it, and then immediately get to work on auditing the unaudited. People of Massachusetts deserve to know how its government is performing, and I'll make sure that happens.
Now, you specifically mentioned some of the agencies you wanted to audit, such as the Cannabis Control Commission.
Yes, and my understanding is that they are now finally being in the being audited. They're in the midst of an audit, but they've been around for 6 years, and no one's taken a look at them. The law requires every agency be audited every 3 years, so that's emblematic of the sort of deficiency that I seek to correct.
And are there other agencies you think that are kind of flying under the radar right now?
Sure, there's a whole host of them. I spoke to a sheriff recently, who I won't name, but he told me his sheriff's department hadn't been audited in 10 years. I can tell you that when I was out in Springfield and I spoke to the people there, they're concerned about the new natural gas pipeline that's being proposed. And I can tell you that the Department of Public Utilities branch that monitors safety of such things has never been audited. So these are the things that we have to get on top of. It's what the people deserve.
Now, you also touched on a topic that perhaps a lot of people would not think would necessarily be under the purview of auditor, but you talk about the cost of college, and that's something that you've made an issue in your campaign.
Sure. When you look at state college costs, particularly UMass, there are a lot of things that are going on in these schools that I'm interested in finding out more about. For instance, whenever I go to UMass to see my daughter, I see new construction. But I also know that attendance is dwindling ever since 2014, every year. So why is this money being spent? Where are the tuition dollars going? Where are the tax dollars going? Why are most of the people on the list of top 100 state employees employees of UMass? Why? So these are the things you want to get to the bottom of and let the people know. Once the public knows, that serves the agency and the taxpayer better.
Now, you also gave your thoughts on a ballot question issue, actually, that we're going to be voting on, and that's expanded driver's licenses.
Right. You know, I spoke about this early on. I started my career with the Immigration and Naturalization Service. I spent the first 5 years of my career as a trained law enforcement officer inspecting documents from around the world, identity documents, and I can tell you it's really, really difficult. So my concern has been that when people present documents to the registry where people aren't trained, to do this professionally, they're going to be challenged with having to tell a birth certificate from Estonia, from an identity card from Nicaragua, you name it, right? So that's an incredibly difficult thing. I supported Senator Bruce Tarr's middle-of-the-road idea, which was a driver's privilege card so that undocumented people could drive safely, but also they wouldn't have the full advantage of a driver's license, which I think would be degraded over time when people who aren't expert in looking at identity documents are issuing driver's licenses.
Now, where can people go to learn more about your campaign?
Well, I'm all over social media. You can't miss me there. But the great starting point is my website, which is Amore, A-M-O-R-E, Amore2022.com.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And as we do with all the candidates we speak to, the best of luck in your campaign.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.